So once upon a time, there was a little boy named Cecil who was very excited because he was making huge strides with his potty training efforts. And the best thing to him about his potty training was his little plastic potty had this little machine that cranked out stickers. Anytime anything successfully happened, it went bring, and a little sticker would come out. And he loved that. So he was really focused on this process, really focused on the stickers that he was getting, and he put them on his bunk bed. He was excited, and so he noticed a little bit. Again, he was young. He noticed a little bit that it was sort of a complicated moment. He noticed that his parents were a little distracted. He noticed his parents were a little bit sad. He noticed that his grandfather, especially, who he ended up spending a bunch of time with, was also a little bit distracted and a little bit sad. And so it was that one day, when he was on his way out to put his brand new sticker and show his neighbor and then bring it back in and put it onto his bunk bed, that he was on his way to his neighbor's house and he stumbled and he fell and he looked back. And quite out of the blue, they had a connected yard. There were some bushes, but still there was ways to climb through the bushes, and he did all the time. But there was, all of a sudden, this odd little wall that was growing up out of the ground. And he looked at it, and it hadn't been there before, and it was sort of like squishy and a little bit gelatinous when he stumbled over it. It was the kind of dark black but shiny color of a blank screen, like a phone or a tablet. But it had little smudges on it, like frantic, desperate thumbs that had been reading just headlines, not whole articles. So he stumbled over it, and he went back, and he kind of looked at it, and he ran up to his neighbor, and he tried to show his neighbor his new sticker. His neighbor came to the door, and the oddest thing, his neighbor had that exact same kind of black, squishy substance that was starting to grow up in a bubble around his head. It was very odd. He could still hear him, and his neighbor didn't seem to be noticing that anything was wrong, and it still had the same frantic thumb smudges all over it. And he thought something surely must be wrong, and he showed his neighbor the sticker, and he ran back home, and he jumped over the wall this time, and he went back, and he put it on. Sure enough, later the same day, bling, another little sticker. And he thought, oh, I gotta show my neighbor, and he ran back, and this time plowed right into a wall that was now half the size of his body. And he ran up to his neighbor's door, and he knocked on it, and now the bubble was almost over his entire head, and he thought, what is going on? He ran back to see about his grandfather, but his grandfather was gone. His grandfather was gone. When he came back home, he was glowing a little bit. And his grandfather sat down, and he told him a story about a place he had been. He said that he went down to this green where he had stood before 20 years before, he said. And the story sort of washed over him. He couldn't exactly grab all the details. That's what it was like sometimes listening to his grandfather. But there was this glow. And the glow all of a sudden invaded him too. And he could feel this glow inside of him. And he thought, oh, this is what the neighbor needs. And so he ran over in the same glow with a new sticker. And the neighbor, sure enough, came to the door and he saw the glow. And the glow all of a sudden was contagious. This kind of glow was contagious. And the neighbor looked at it and looked at the sticker. And all of a sudden, the glow started inside of the neighbor, too, and the little bubble that was starting to envelop the neighbor started to dissipate a little. And on the way back home, the boy saw, and the wall in between the houses was starting to dissipate a little. And he went inside, and all of his family, all of a sudden, was starting to glow. This thing, this potential, this beautiful thing was happening, and he thought, all right. And he asked his mother very sweetly, could you give me the potty so I could take it out into the neighborhood? And the mother thought, ooh. That doesn't seem like a good idea, but the boy said, bing, and a little sticker came out, and the boy was glowing even more, and so she thought, all right. And so he went door to door and over all sorts of brown, black, smudgy little walls, and he knocked on the door, and the beautiful glow that was emanating from him sliced through the oddness of showing up with a potty at people's doorsteps. And one by one, he passed it out, and there was this contagious, beautiful thing that was happening. And minus the potty part, a lot about what we are striving for here. Many of you know that there was all of these marches, all of these actions last weekend, and they continue. One of the most beautiful things that happened then and happens now is this glow of the possible connects one to another to another. This glow of the possible that is within us breaks down walls and brings us together.